The Story of a Tree. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a Bible story, The Story of the Tree. Many stories are told in the Bible about trees and about wood and about the scarcity of wood in the Bible areas. And the story that always appealed to me is the story that's told about a tree and a child, comparing the child to a tree. And as the tree is bent, so grows the tree. As the child is bent, so grows the child. I was looking at some pictures that recently came through the internet, and it was pictures of some trees, I believe they were down in Australia, and the person who did them made them in his yard. And as he made these trees in his yard, just for the joy of it, he took the trees and he gently bent the limbs and the branch and the main stem hither and yon to make a beautiful symbol, to make a cross, to make a circle, to make all sorts of very interesting things. And these trees became so unusual and so special that when the man died, and the trees were there to be tended, someone said, well, let me buy them. I will put them in my own yard, and I'll maintain them. And he did. And he took these trees that had been bent and moved and changed into these beautiful forms, quite contrary to what a tree might normally be, although the branches ultimately went out, the tree up ultimately went up, and everything went into its normal way. The tree, although it were bent into many strange looks and many strange appearances, it continued to grow upward toward the sun, which is its natural bent. The tree continued to look to the sun and put out its leaves and its branches and all of the things necessary to do it. It put down its roots straight and clear. And no matter how its trunk was bent and twisted and convorted, the tree always went from the ground where its roots were put down deep up into the sky where its leaves searched out the sun to gather in the chlorophyll that it was its purpose there. These are beautiful things. Now, in the Bible we read the story about as the tree is bent, so grows the tree, and as a child is bent, so grows the child. If a child is given the opportunity to know that it can do anything it wants to do, it can be a gymnast, a contortionist, and it can bend its body in most ungainly, unimaginable directions. Certainly a ballet dancer does this with their bodies. And other dancers do this. We were watching ballroom dancing on television the other day, and as we watched these ballroom dancers, they were just magnificent in the manner in which they danced to the music, in which they let their bodies flow and rhythmically, harmoniously move according to the music. Well, this is the story of the tree. And our body is likened unto the tree. And our body can do all of these wonderful things, but ultimately it wants to have its roots in a good attitude. And it wants to have its branches reaching out, one with the infinite, one with the allness of the universe. This is what our real nature is, and this is what the Bible story really was portraying, that we are one as all, though we may for a time have the symbol of a tree for our body. We may at the time have the symbol of being rooted into a place. That doesn't mean that's where we're going to always be. That doesn't mean that that's the beginning and end of our journey. Because we could very well be bought and transferred to somebody else's yard and tended by them. We could very well move into other dimensions of experience. We could become a beautiful table, a beautiful chair. We could become an altar. We could become all sorts of beautiful things with our life and with our bodies and with our being. It doesn't end when we cease to be the particular expression that we are right now. because we are immortal, we are eternal, we live on forever, even as we are firewood and we're burning in the hearth. Our flames go upward and outward. Our ashes refertilize the soil. Our beingness continues forever and ever. And so the story of the tree goes on forever. So man's body goes on forever. So our life goes on forever. So we live in this fantastic, glorious experience of just who and what we are, and we don't really pay too much attention to it. Now is the time to begin to appreciate exactly who and what we are. We do not need to live immortality in this body. We live our immortality in the various directions that we seek ourselves to be. As a body, we might be a beautiful human being. And as another aspect of a body, we might be the soil, the nutrients in the soil, which our body drops off into being. We might be the particles in the air with the atoms that are everywhere. We might be any number of things, but always we are existing eternally. What sort of a use are we going to make of this body that we have? What sort of use are we going to make of this temple that we are given to live in, that we have chosen to live in? Are we going to live it to the ultimate? Are we going to nurture this body? Are we going to care for this body? Are we going to expect from this body all that it can be? Bending the tree in these contortions that seem very unusual, and yet the trees lived on perfectly fine. You and I have not begun to live in our body the way we can. We have not begun to bend our tree in the manner that we can. We can, with the cells of our tree, with the cells of our body, we can bring forth the most magnificent expression of a temple that ever existed. A temple indeed not made by hands. A temple made by consciousness. A temple made by mind. And we can live in this temple. We can experience in this temple. We can do everything in this temple because that's who we really are. Today is a day that we might rethink the old attitudes. A tree is a tree is a tree is a tree. How silly that is. And it is not true. A tree is whatever we dream it to be. A tree might be a seed. But you say, that's not a tree. A tree might be the root, the stem, the branches, the leaves. But that's just generic tree. What is the ultimate of the tree? What are the brand names of the tree? What are the specifics of the tree reaching out into its grander aspects of beingness? And this is where our thought comes into play. Our thought brings about the grandness that this tree has the capacity to be in this expression. Are we giving ourselves the opportunity to have this tree be as grand as it can be, as magnificent as it can be, as wonderful as it can be? Or are we just sort of sitting back and with wishful thinking saying, so it is, and not really enjoying all that the tree can be, all that our mind can utilize our body to be? Today is a new day. It's a wonderful day. It's a time for us to put causes in motion. And today we put a cause in motion to let our attitude be our temple not made by hands, whether tree or body or whatever it may be. It is made by the attitude and the consciousness that dwells within. So I dwell in that inner realm of absolute awareness that I am right now. And I have only begun to reveal to myself how wonderful I am. Join with me in realizing yourself how wonderful you are today by calling forth with your attitude of believing in yourself under all circumstance. Just really, how wonderful you are. You are wonderful, you know. And I love you. I love you. I love you.